Oh, you magnificent beings. Did you like this week's opening piece? Did it make you wonder, what is this? What am I listening to? Well, it was a piece by Howard Shore from the soundtrack he wrote for the Tolkien trilogy Lord of the Rings, a piece he calls Evensong. And if you liked it, oh, you are in luck, because for the next hour we are going to feature music a lot like it, from a variety of sources that span the range of musical genres and musical periods. The program is Adagio, and I'm your host, Drew Darling. So settle in, settle down, and feast your ears on this one. It's from another soundtrack, this one to the film Game of Thrones, music by Ramin Djawadi. That was music by Ramin Djawadi from the soundtrack to the film Game of Thrones. And as you know, great music married to great storytelling like that these days generally happens in film, but the way it used to happen was in opera. So how about we drop in on this one by Giuseppe Verdi, about a woman who was the toast of Parisian high society, a woman named Violetta, who has lived an exciting life as a courtesan. But now, after many lovers who showered her in luxuries, with her health failing, she undergoes a complete change of heart and moves to a villa in the country with Alfredo, the first man to truly love her. The time goes by and all is well until Alfredo realizes Violetta has been selling her belongings to pay the rent. Ashamed of himself, he goes to Paris to raise some funds, and while he's away, his father, Giorgio, comes to Violetta and says her relationship with his son is a scandal, it has disgraced his family, and he asks her to pack up and leave Alfredo while he's away. Violetta refuses, of course, but Giorgio persists, saying her relationship with his son is ruining his daughter's chance of marriage and happiness, and for her sake, he again asks her to leave Alfredo. This time, out of sympathy for the girl, Violetta finally relents, on one condition, that after her illness finally takes her to the grave, he agrees to tell his son why she deserted him and to explain that she never stopped loving him. Giorgio agrees, and Violetta accepts an invitation to another high society ball. When Alfredo comes looking for her, he finds her on the arm of a wealthy baron, and thinking he is her new lover, he is devastated. Alfredo challenges the baron at the gaming table and wins a small fortune off him. Then he pulls Violetta aside and pleads with her to come back home with him, where they can now live quite well. But she refuses, telling him, though it's untrue, that she is the new mistress of the baron and she is staying with him. In his anger, Alfredo throws all of his winnings at the feet of Violetta before everyone, exclaiming that he has now paid her in full for their time together. In Act 3, we find Violetta in a modest apartment in Paris with only a few hours left to live. Her society friends have left her, the money is gone, she has but two friends at her bedside, and there is a carnival parading through the streets below. She asks that the last of her money be taken downstairs and given to the poor, so she may have a moment alone to read a letter she has just received from Alfredo's father, Giorgio. In it, Giorgio tells Violetta he has been consumed with remorse these last years and has finally confessed to his son what happened. He closes by telling her he and Alfredo are hurrying to be at her side. And with Violetta on death's door, they arrive and she dies in Alfredo's arms. Well, there you go. There's a simple telling of La Traviata, but I can tell you, by the last few moments, there isn't a dry eye in the house. So let's hear a little of Giuseppe Verdi's La Traviata from Act 3, sung by the Russian-Austrian soprano Anna Netrebko in a live performance with the Vienna Philharmonic led by Carlo Rizzi. Thank you.
Questa notte
ebbe tranquilla il sonno.
Coraggio adunque, la convalescenza non è lontana.
Sacrificio io stesso gli ho svelato, egli a voi tornerà e il suo perdono, io pur verrò. Curatevi, meritate un avvenir migliore. Giorgio Germont.
Oh, yeah.
There you have it. We dropped in on the third act of Giuseppe Verdi's La Traviata, with Anna Netrebko in the title role, with the Vienna Philharmonic led by Carlo Rizzi. That was music by the much-loved and widely missed Icelandic composer Jóhann Jóhannsson. And if you're just joining us, welcome. You're listening to Adagio with your host, Drew Darling. It's a program we do here each week at this time, but you can also visit our website, radioadagio.com, where you can hear previous programs, each with a complete playlist, and sometimes links to videos of the performers you hear, and others with links you will find provocative on our current state of affairs. Shall we hear some more by Jóhann Jóhannsson? We've been listening to the music of the Icelandic composer Jóhann Jóhannsson. Let's move on to a compatriot of his, Ólafur Arnold. For a man who was born only in 1986, he has an impressive body of work already to his credit for film and theater as well as the concert stage. His grandmother gifted Ólafur at a young age with regular exposure to the music of Frédéric Chopin. Let's listen to what he has done in reconfiguring some of the works of this Polish master. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to pull the plug. That's all the time we're allowed this week. I hate to cut it short on the works of Johan Johansson and Olafur Arnalds, but in the coming weeks we will instead devote an entire hour to their combined works, so stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you heard something you liked, something you really liked, more to the point. For a playlist, please visit our website, radioadagio.com, and then come back to us next week and we'll do it all again on Adagio. I've been your host, Drew Darling. Have a great week, everyone. Bye for now.